Hello, listeners. This is Matt Eisman, host of your new favorite trivia show, Factorious. Factorious is so fun and so simple. I give three contestants the clues, the facts, and the first letter of an answer. All they have to do is figure out what the answer actually is. Think it doesn't sound that hard? We're going to play you a clip of Factorious now so you can hear for yourself. While you're playing along, go subscribe to Factorious on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. There's also a link in the episode notes that will take you there. This is Factorious Round 3, where each correct answer is now worth 200 points, which means everyone is in this game. Emily, you're in last with 50 points. Quinn, you're at 200 points. Janine, slightly ahead, 250. You guys are all playing for a chance to win $1,000. Now, at the end of this round, two of you are going to be eliminated. Only one will head to the bonus round to play for that cash. You guys ready to settle this?
Yep.
Bring it.
Yes. Let's go.
All right. I will tell you guys, there's been a little trash talk going on at the break here. Tensions are high in the Factorious studio. Here is your first 200-point clue. T. Bruises was a T song from 2012. Bulletproof Picasso was a T song from 2014. Eggplant is a T song from way back in 1996. Some T's use powerful magnets to float. Reaching a speed of up to 268 miles per hour, the Shanghai Maglev is one of the fastest T's in the world. Emily, ringing in.
Train?
Is it a train? This would be for 200 points. And Emily, you would go from last to tied for first, if this is correct. Is the answer train? Yes, it is. And look at how this game can shift. Janine and Emily, you are tied at 250 points. Quinn, you are now in last place. 200 points, though, just behind.
This what train is song is Eggplant? Good.
I could sing it, but we're not allowed to. It's a really good song, but not as good as winning this game. So time to focus. Your next 200-point clue. C.R. 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 was born in Andrews, South Carolina. His mother was a teacher, his father was a truck driver, and his grandfather was a preacher, which makes a lot of sense. In 2009, CR wrote, starred in, and produced a documentary called Good Hair. CR said he was inspired to make the movie after his three-year-old daughter asked Emily.
Chris Rock.
Is it Chris Rock? Yes, yeah. It is. Emily,
right after her.
Back-to-back answers. You go from last to a commanding lead, 450 points. Good answer, Chris Rock fan.
Oh, yeah.
Who isn't a Chris Rock fan?
All right.
I'm not a fan of that impression. I apologize. All right. This game is really heating up. We've seen a radical switch as Emily has bounded out to the lead. Your next 200-point clue. B. Although often considered quintessentially American, the B actually comes from Africa, where there's evidence of it being used as early as the 17th century. The first definitive description of an early bee is from a 1687 journal entry by Sir Hans Sloane, an English physician visiting Jamaica. When I was a kid, I loved dancing around to the tune Dueling Bees. Quinn.
Banjo.
Is it banjo? Yes, it is. I was dancing to Dueling Banjos. Obviously, I didn't know what the movie Deliverance was about. Would have been a little different dance. Quinn,
yeah,
200
awkward.
Points. That puts you at 400. You are just and time is up. Janine, you are in last place, 250. Quinn at 400. Emily, you won. You went from last to first in round three with 450 points. You win. You are going to the bonus round.
Yay.
Quinn, Janine, an awesome game. Unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to both of you because it's Emily who's going to the bonus round to play for that cash. That's going to happen when we come back. This is Factorious. Every one of you had the lead at one point. That was crazy.
That was like crazy. It's a comeback.
It is better.
Great job.
It's a brush.
Love it. It's better than being a seat filler.
Yeah.
This is Factorious, and I'm here with Emily, who survived an awesome back and forth game. Everyone had the lead. You went from last to first in round three. And now, this seat filler, we said it. You're looking to fill your pockets with $1,000. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Oh, never give up on yourself.
Never give up on yourself. Certainly not now when you're about to enter the bonus round. Emily, here's how we play it. You're going to have 60 seconds to get three correct answers. Like before, I'll read the clues. The clock keeps running until you get the answer. But this time, wrong guesses won't hurt you. So, Emily, trust your gut and keep guessing. If you get three correct answers in less than 60 seconds, you win the $1,000 prize.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, take a breath. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The clock will start when I read your first clue. And Emily, good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go. Your first clue is C. The body of a sea is covered with taste buds. These buds help sea taste when dinner is close. Basically, brushing up against one is like touching a tongue. Eating sea is extremely popular in the South, so much so that President Ronald Reagan made June 25th National Sea Day.
Crawfish?
Despite its name, sea are not at all related to felines. In fact,
catfish.
Got it! Crawfish was a very close guess, played that feline clue. It took you 22 seconds.
Okay.
Emily, you're going to have to pick up the pace slightly, but you have 38 seconds to get two more correct answers and win that $1,000.
All right.
Okay, I can see you wringing your hands. Here
yeah.
we go. The clock will resume when I read your next clue. N-A. N-A earned his pilot's license when he was only 16, but
Neil
he's
Armstrong.
Most famous. Nailed it! Out of this world! That took you 5 seconds. Emily, you have 33 seconds to get one more correct answer and win $1,000. Awesome job on that one. Can you do it again here?
I hope.
33 seconds and one correct answer, and you will fill your pockets with $1,000. Those 33 seconds will start counting down when I read this next clue. A-O. At 1,770 miles, the AO is widest between Brazil and Sierra Leone. The first movie ever to make
Atlantic
$1
Ocean.
Billion. Nailed it! Back-to-back fast answers. Emily, you just won $1,000. You crushed it. That took you 8 seconds. Emily, you have 25 seconds left on the clock. You didn't need them.
Wow.
How you feeling?
I feel amazing.
Never give up on yourself.
Never give up.
Our pint-sized powerhouse, the big brain on Emily, just won $1,000. From last to winning the $1,000, it can all happen. That's why we love this game. This is Factorious. Crushed it!
Woo!
11 seconds for two answers. That is unbelievable. Well done. You want to just do more? Just to see how many you can get in? That was a clip of Factorious. For your weekly trivia fix, subscribe to Factorious on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.